Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Congratulations. We are in the season of the resurrection. Happy Easter 2023. I just want to read the scripture, Matthew chapter 27. The scripture brings to bear all that Jesus went through on that final day. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they laid him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. I believe Judas expected Jesus to perform a miracle. He never knew that his plot was going to pull through. He just wanted the money. And as such many of us, today, you might just be living a life that is unbecoming. And in your mind, well, I will have time to make it right. Judas could not make it right. He hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. It is blood money. Praise the Lord. What does that tell us? Not all money is useful. So it's not lawful. And as Christians, you engage in fraudulent activities and you think you can bring the money into the church to finance something in the church or pay your tithes with it. These people said, don't add this money to the treasury. Because it is the price of blood. Any money that is gotten in a dubious way can't be added to the treasury. It's unacceptable. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in it. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. There was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, Jeremiah, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him which was valued. Only they of the children of Israel did value. And gave them for the potter's field as the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto them, thou sayest, it is as you say, that is what it is. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. That was typical of Jesus. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witnessed against thee? Can't you hear the accusations? Can't you hear what people are saying against you? Won't you debunk them? Won't you at least defend yourself? Verse 14 said, and he answered him to never a word. insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Like a sheep led to the slaughter, he uttered no word. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. It was the custom that on the feast day, the governor will release a prisoner. We give the prisoner a pardon. And now there was a notorious one called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Praise the Lord. Jesus didn't speak, but the wife of Pilate couldn't sleep because of encounters. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They shouted, Barabbas, free Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Now this is the second time. The wife has said it before. Don't lay your hands on the just man. Now Pilate is saying the same thing. I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. They released the Barabbas unto them. And when he has scourged Jesus, when he has flogged with his scourge, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. Amazing. Cohorts of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spat upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. They led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. And they compelled him to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, And when he had tasted thereof, he could not drink, and he would not drink, because it was bitter. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they washed him there. They wanted him to be dead for sure. They watched him die. And set up over his head, this accusation was written: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." They were making mockery of him, but they were making a declaration of truth. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left hand. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also, the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and the elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him." This is the second time Jesus is tempted in this manner. First, when he was baptized and went into the wilderness to pray. Remember, the devil tempted him. "Turn stone to bread, since you are hungry." Went further. "Jump from the pinnacle. Angels will catch you." So Jesus was used to being tempted in this manner. And like he did to the devil, he did to his children also here. "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." He trusted in God. Let that is God deliver him now. If he will have him, for he said, "I am the Son of God." Have you ever been faced with such a circumstance where men begin to mock you? "I thought you said you are a Christian. You go to church every day. You carry Bible for head. Now, where is the God?" Job says, "Though he slays me, I will trust him. All of the appointed days of my life, I will wait until my change comes. I will not denounce God. I will not put him to test." Praise the Lord. Said it, "You said, I am the Son of God. Where is your God?" 44. "The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, for 3 good hours. Darkness covered the earth. Darkness covered all the land. Why? Because the light of the world was being crucified. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, "My Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Remember that God cannot behold sin. God cannot behold iniquity. Just because of you, just because of me, God turned his face from his only Son, Jesus. Because my sin was on him. And so the Father could not behold him. What are we going to do about that? He loved us, even while we were yet sinners. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, what he said, they said, "This man is calling for Elias." And straight away, One of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let be, let be. Let's see whether Elias will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. Amazing. That was a passage. The Son of God, God Himself, was just killed. And the veil in the temple was rent from top to the bottom. Not from the bottom to the top. Because if it was rent from the bottom, it could be claimed that people stood at the bottom and tore it up. But no, it was rent from top to the bottom. Such a height. It's not like a regular house. It was high up. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Unbelievable. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. Among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Almost like the same thing that they wrapped him with when he was born. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rocks. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. So the man gave up his tomb for Jesus to be buried. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said something that after 3 days he will rise again. Please command therefore that the sepulchre be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last error shall be worse than the first." So Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. But did that stop Jesus from resurrecting? Let's see 28. In the end of the Sabbath, As it began to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone before from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel appeared, answered, and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And so quickly go, tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before ye into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Praise the Lord. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And that was it. Jesus finally rose from the grave. Praise the Lord. And so I declare, in the name of Jesus, I declare that whatever it is that has held you bound sets you free in the name of Jesus. Whatever has held you bound sets you free in the name of Jesus. Whatever has held you bound sets you free in the name of Jesus. And it's decreed that that same spirit that is from lives in us, the word of God, is that it will quicken our bodies. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It will quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. It will quicken our mortal bodies in Jesus' name. It will quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to this podcast and you have not given your life to Jesus, this is the season for that. Just accept that he died for you, and for you he rose again. Jesus is alive. He is risen. And because death could not hold him captive, death cannot hold us captive in the name of Jesus. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you died just for me. You went through the shame just for me. And today I surrender my life to you. Live within me. From today, I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. I wish you all a wonderful Easter celebration. Remember, Jesus is alive. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. Death could not hold him captive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Congratulations. This is Ami Mostukura saying God bless you. I love you.